Welcome back, everyone, for another deep dive. This time, we're digging into how a consumer tech company used NLP, that's natural language processing, to understand why people online were bashing their brand.
Yeah, this is a good one. It's one thing to track if people are happy or not, but this goes deeper. They wanted to know what was driving the negative reactions.
It's like, imagine you see a bad review for a restaurant. It's helpful to know they didn't like it, sure, but why? Was the food bad? Was it the service? This company, they wanted that level of detail about their brand.
And we're not talking about just a few complaints here. The case study mentions Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter. They went big on this. A deep dive into the digital world.
Wow. So how do you even start making sense of all that information? I mean, where do you even begin?
NLP is key. They used what's called sentiment analysis, giving every comment, every post a score. Neutral, happy, sad, hate, anger, those sorts of things. And get this, they took it a step further. They combined the anger and hate scores into a single hostile score.
So they're like, okay, let's find the really negative stuff. Makes sense, otherwise you'd be drowning in data. But how accurate are those scores? I mean, can an algorithm really understand human emotions, especially online?
That's the million-dollar question, right? Sarcasm, cultural slang, even emojis. Those can throw things off. That's where human oversight comes in. You need people to double-check, especially for anything flagged with that high hostile score. Or otherwise, you might be reacting to something that's not truly negative.
It's like a safety net for the algorithms, making sure they're not leading the company astray. But let's say they've done all that. They've analyzed everything, flagged the negativity. How do they figure out the bigger picture, the themes behind it all?
Visualizing the data is a good place to start. They tracked how often negative posts popped up over time.
Yeah.
That helps spot trends, you know, are things getting better or worse? Although we don't have the exact dates and numbers for this deep dive, confidentiality and all that.
Okay, so some mystery there. But they didn't stop at just making graphs and charts, did they? They wanted more than just a timeline.
You're right, they went deeper, using things like word clouds and something called TF-IDF, which sounds complicated, but helps find the really important negative words.
Word clouds, I get bigger the word, the more it's used. But TF-IDF, that's new. What's that all about?
Think of it like this. Imagine trying to understand the main themes in a book. Word clouds just tell you what words are used most. Probably stuff like the, a, and. Not that helpful for our purposes. But TF-IDF, it finds words that are common in a specific post, but not used much overall.
So words that stand out, even if they're not used a ton, like they carry more weight in that particular post or article.
Exactly. Those words can be really telling, even if they aren't used a lot. They can unlock the key issues driving the negativity towards that brand. They're like little clues hidden in plain sight.
So they've got these clues, these powerful words. But how do they go from there to figuring out the actual topics, the themes behind all the negativity?
This is where it gets really cool. They use something called LDA. It stands for latent Dirichlet allocation, but basically it's a way to group similar documents together, like a clustering algorithm, you could say.
Okay, so instead of just a jumble of words, they start to see clumps, groups of posts, all talking about the same kinds of issues.
Exactly. And those clusters, those become the topics. The case study mentions they wanted to find 5 major topics for each platform.
5 from each. Wow. So that could be, what, 20 different topics across the board? Makes you curious what they found?
Yeah, it really does. Unfortunately, they keep the actual topics under wraps. Confidential information, you know how it goes. But we can speculate a bit, can't we? I mean, based on what we know about tech companies, there are some common pain points.
All right, let's play that game. What kind of topics do you think might pop up when we're talking negative sentiment in tech?
Oh, customer service is always a big one. Long wait times, unhelpful responses, those sorts of things. People get frustrated. Or maybe issues with the product itself. Bugs, glitches, things not working as expected, that kind of thing.
Makes sense. Especially with tech, we expect things to just work, right? When they don't, people get upset.
Absolutely. And where do they go to vent? Social media, of course. So by finding these topics, the company can see the bigger picture, what's really bothering people, and then hopefully do something about it.
Well, that's the important part. The case study does say they use this analysis to improve their customer support. So it wasn't just about collecting data. It led to actual change.
See, that's what I like to hear. They took action. That's what makes this case study so interesting. It shows the real-world value of this kind of analysis. It's not just some theoretical exercise. It can lead to tangible improvements.
Instead of just seeing a bunch of angry tweets, they saw an opportunity, a chance to make things right, and hopefully win back some unhappy customers.
Exactly. Using data not as a weapon, but as a tool for understanding. and empathy, honestly.
Now that you mention it, this whole thing makes me wonder, could this type of analysis be used for more than just damage control? Could it help uncover what people actually love about a brand?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I'd argue it's a bit limited to only focus on the negative, you know, like only reading the bad reviews for a movie. You're missing part of the story.
You're saying there's a gold mine of positive insights just waiting to be uncovered.
Think about it. What if we use these same techniques, sentiment analysis, topic modeling, all of that, but instead of negativity, we're looking for the good stuff? What gets people excited? What are they praising? What features do they rave about?
It's like flipping the script. Instead of putting out fires, you're looking for sparks. Those little glimmers of enthusiasm that can help a company grow and innovate.
Exactly. What are people saying they want more of? That kind of insight can be incredibly valuable. Product development, marketing, even internal company culture, it can all benefit.
Give me an example. How could a company use this for something like, say, product development?
Let's say you're a video game company, right? You analyze social media, and you see a ton of positive buzz around a specific game mode, a feature that people really love. Well, now you've got something concrete. Maybe you double down on that feature in future updates, or even build a whole new game around that concept.
So it's about tapping into the collective wisdom of your customer base, understanding not just what they're saying, but what they might not even realize they're asking for.
And that's where it gets really exciting. When you can anticipate needs, identify trends before they even fully emerge, that's how you create products and experiences that truly resonate with people.
It's like you said, a crystal ball, but with like data points instead of vague shapes.
And that shift from just reacting to problems to actually getting ahead of the curve. That's what this is all about. That's the real potential of NLP. You know,
yeah.
It's not just about the numbers themselves. It's about the human stories they represent.
Because at the end of the day, that's what data is, right? It's a reflection of what people are doing, what they want, how they feel.
Exactly. And when companies tap into that, when they really listen to those stories, well, that's how you build stronger connections with your customers.
Connections based on more than just, hey, buy our product. It's about actually getting them, you know?
Now you're getting it.
All right. Well, we've covered a lot of ground here. Sentiment analysis, those word clouds, topic modeling, even touched on some of the ethical stuff around NLP. What are some key things you hope our listeners take away from all of this?
I think the biggest thing is NLP isn't just some, you know, tech industry buzzword. It has real implications for companies and for consumers. It can actually make things better for everyone involved.
It's a tool, right? And like any tool, it's all about how you use it.
Well said.
And on that note, I think we'll leave it there for today. Plenty for everyone to think about. Until next time, keep exploring, keep asking questions, and we'll see you on the next deep dive.